Hello, everybody. Do you use the right cooking methods for each type of food? Hello, everybody. Welcome again to this series of Hangouts where I'm introducing you about what is SpanishCookVideo.com. What is SpanishCookVideo.com? Hangout Cooking Academy. And what it can do for you and which problems will help you to resolve in any cooking area. It was also introducing you one of the kitchen appliances we will use in our cooking classes, Thermomix, also called Bimby, and also the previous Hangout, the number 7, was a cooking overview that will be expanding in this and in the next Hangouts. Today, we'll be explaining the cooking techniques a little more in detail, but not too much, because each technique requires one Hangout for itself, plus a cooking practice. Depending on the food I want to cook, will be some water techniques better than others. Which are the 5 cooking methods or cooking techniques? Well, the first one we are going to talk is the roasting method. It's a cooking method that uses dry heat, whether an open flame, oven, or other heat source. It is used indirect, and the foods it uses an indirect and diffuse heat, suitable for a slower cooking of meat in a large whole piece. Enhance flavor through caramelization that occurs over 160 degrees centigrade or 320 degrees Fahrenheit. And mainly browning of the surface of the food, that this is the chemical reaction between 120 and 165 centigrade and 284-320 degrees Fahrenheit. That start monenzymatic browning. There are 3 places where roasting food should be places. One is on a rack. The second one is in a roasting pan. And the third, rotated on a spit or on a rotisserie. There are also 3 plants for roasting meat. Let's see them. We can cook in a low temperature between 950 till 160 centigrades or in Fahrenheit between 200 and 325 Fahrenheit. This low temperature is for is best cooking with large cuts of meat and whole chickens. The benefits: it is less moisture lost and more tender product. Collagen that makes meat touch is dissolved in a slow cooking. The second is the high temperature will occur over 160 degrees centigrade, 325 Fahrenheit. It is beneficial if the cut is tender enough to be finished cooking before the juices escape. A benefit is that fast cooking gives more variety of flavor because the outside is brown while the center is much less done. A true roasting temperature will be over 200 centigrade, 400 Fahrenheit. The water inside the muscles is lost at a high rate. Well, the third is combination of both temperatures. Uses high heat just at either the beginning or the end of the cooking process, with most of the cooking at the low temperature. What I mean? Sometimes it's better to, for example, put an item on a pan and close it, and after in a low temperature, or you can do a low temperature first, and at the end, in a short period, a high temperature. These methods produce the golden brown texture and crust, but maintains more of the moisture than simply cooking at high temperature, although the product will not be as moist at low temperature, cooking the whole time. The outside is brown and the red is done fairly uniformly. We will see this technique also with Thermomix, with the whole chicken 2 hours steamed in the Varoma accessory inside a roasting bag, and from there it will go to the oven high temperature for roasting it to gain brown color. Well, let's talk now about another cooking method, baking. Baking is a cooking method that uses prolonged dry heat by convection rather than by thermal radiation. Normally it's in an oven, but also in hot ashes or on hot stones. There are mainly three types of foods that can be baked. Bread that is the most common baked, also cakes and cookies. Another cooking method is boiling. Boiling is a method of cooking where food is boiling. Of cooking, food is boiling water or other water-based fluids such as a stock. Well, this is flavory water preparation that forms the basis of many dishes, particularly soups and sauces, and also in milk. Summary is a boiling technique where foods are cooked in hot liquids keep just below the boiling point of water, which is 100 centigrades, 212 Fahrenheit, depending of the atmospheric pressure. But higher than boiling, that uses low temperature between 71-82 grade centigrades, 160-180 grades Fahrenheit. For the boiling for delicate food, such as eggs, poultry, fish, and fruits. More height from the sea level, less temperature boiling point. Well, let's see the resume of the boiling. Can you see it here? Well, and let's talk about another technique, frying. Frying is the cooking of food in oil or another fat, including lard, vegetable oil, rapeseed oil, olive oil. Here in Spain, we are going to be using most of the time olive oil, and also for some frying rapeseed oil, sunflower, for example. I will see the exact word. You know, in Spanish, I'm Mediterranean, and that's the best I can give to you. I'm from a child cooking inside the kitchen with my mother, and also in the last 11 years, I've been teaching how to cook personally and in a small group of cooking classes, more than 1,500 customers, women, men, bakers, restoration, many type of people. And I really know about Spanish food, about Mediterranean diet. I really know about how to cook. My mother is expert in how to cook food in a traditional way, and I became expert in the last years using Thermomix and other kitchen appliances. That's why I'm good for you. I'm good for you for train you how to cook, to teach you everything I know. The idea of this membership website is not only me to be cooking for you. I want the best cooking teachers to come to this company and to give you specific trainings too, because there are great chefs and teachers in Spain, you know. Okay, let's go ahead with with the oils for frying. In commerce, there are many in the commerce many fats are called oils, but caps customs such as palm oil and coconut oil, which are solid at room temperature. All food can be frying. All food can be frying. Fats can reach much higher temperatures than water. Through frying, one can sear or even carbonize the surface of food while caramelizing sugars. Sorry for my English, it's very funny for me to listen myself even. The food is cooked much more quickly and has a characteristics, crispness and textures. Depending on the food, the fat will penetrate it to varying degrees, contributing richness, lubricity and its own flavor, as well as calories. To eat fried food is more, it is to give you many calories this day. Frying techniques vary in the amount of fat required, that cooking time, the type of cooking vessel required, and the manipulation of the food. We will also touch each one, and we will be examples how to cook, how to fry, and how to do it with the best oils for each ingredient, for each food. And the last cooking method, smoking. Smoking is exposing food to smoke for flavoring, cooking, and preserving food. Mostly smoke from burning wood. To properly smoke a piece of meat will require that you can place it in a controlled environment where the temperature holds at a relatively stable 200 to 225 degrees Fahrenheit. Because of the low cooking temperatures, smoking will take a very long period of time. For heavy cuts of meats like beef or pork, you can expect cooking times over 45 minutes to 1 hour per pound. The process of flavoring cooking preserves food. That's why we are talking about this method, because it's also preserving food. Here in Spain, there are some places specific where we smoke some foods, but I know that in the north of Europe, there are many smoked food that we can, that you can buy. Okay, there are two types of food that can be, mostly there are five types of food that are smoked. Meats, fish, cheeses, vegetables, and cereals, and other to make beverages such as beer. There are also three types of smoking techniques: the cold smoking, the hot smoking, and the smoke roasting or baking. And there are also about three types of smokers that we'll see in details in the member area. This part, the last part about go deep in the smoking, we will make a hangout specific for it, because we'll require more explanation. It's, my name is Nancy Ballesteros, and I will see you in www.spanishcookvideo.com, and I'll see you in. Cheers. Thank you to be listening to me.